This is Caitlin.
This is Dave.
This is Duncan.
Yanni here.
And Will.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Always
you are sharp and weird.
Always sharp and weird.
I could someone get to know me better.
Mm-mm. It'll happen.
Like who?
Okay.
Just have to go around shooting people.
No, you. I'll shoot you.
Grace.
Man has the highest HX. I have the highest HX with man, so man can highlight me.
Well, Will can highlight you.
Will can highlight me, yes.
How many advances have you had?
I've had two advances.
You've had
I'm
two advances?
Sitting right at two.
Then I think I would like to see you be weird.
I think I'd like to be weird, so that works out really well.
Okay, since you're being weird, not the guts are strongest, so I'm going to put you as hot for the other one.
You sure? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless you would...
I'll take anything. I don't really care.
Okay. Mr. Silver?
I have the highest HX with Grace. So...
How many advances have you had?
One.
And you're sitting at how many XP on top of that?
One.
Okay. Well, give you hot. Make it easy. It's like a thing you do.
It is.
And what else do you use?
I've got there? Plus one to cool and weird.
Okay.
I haven't seen this mail from yet, have we?
Yeah, we haven't. I think actually one of you'd be weird.
Sexy. You haven't seen man's maelstrom either.
In fact, we've really only seen yours.
Speaking
right?
of which, man,
we've seen.
I have,
and we've seen Lively's
Grace.
Okay,
mine is like super high.
Dave
time.
Says he wants to see you be.
Dolphin.
How many advances have you had?
I've had 1.2.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know what? I'm going to give you weird too. Why the hell not?
Sure. Yeah, I hear it broke your display or something. Wasn't that when you got pile driven by that?
Yeah, I don't think it broke the display. I think that it broke my concentration.
Okay. Now I have taken a interesting move, brand new and important, because you see, when I meet someone important, which is my call apparently, roll plus cool, and on a hit, they've heard of me because I have a reputation.
Ooh, operator move. I like that one.
And if I get a hit, I tell you what they heard, and if I miss, you tell me what they've heard.
Beautiful.
Which sounds amazing coming and going.
That is a great move, and I was considering taking it at some point, but I'm glad you took it.
I also got my move and took our first advance, and I took the easy to trust, which...
Oh, what's that one again?
That's the one that doesn't really actually help me much against PCs.
Oh, well, I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah. Yet.
What does it do?
I use...
You can roll HX to...
I roll HX instead of hot
right.
against PCs.
Okay.
And it's,
but I roll cool versus NPCs.
Yes, which is
so it does. Clutch. It does actually help, like, by a factor of four. That, well, not a factor of four, it's plus two instead of minus two.
Yeah, it's a big swing.
Yeah.
Plus four for me on average!
Eventually, I'll get my history up with the players into the positive, theoretically, some ancient Egyptians believe.
So
and then
what do you
useful.
Have to get to? Zero or plus one?
I have to get to zero before I start
highlighting,
getting highlighted by other people.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
So.
Excellent.
Too hard.
Okay. All right. Mr. Silver... It is morning. We're going to do this right after the whole Grace Lively thing. So that morning...
That's the thing that happened.
Cuddled all night.
Yeah. You're in your office. What are you doing?
Probably working on finances, because with Grace leaving, I assume we're going to be getting... A little less haul from the high-class clientele. Maybe we can get the dolphin to sing something. I don't know.
Sorry. Just picturing Susan singing. The intercom buzzes. The little one right next to your, on the wall next to your desk.
Press the button.
It's plenty to eat. Silver, there are some people here to see you.
Who are they?
I think they're coppers.
Oh, All right, send them in.
Okay. There's a buzz. Now, it takes a couple minutes, and you get a knock on your door. Have you had time to clean up your office, do everything like that? Are you... anything you want to do before they come in, or are you pretty comfortable?
Is it safe to assume that somebody wiped up the blood?
Yeah.
All right. As long as there's not brains on my desk anymore, then I can entertain.
All right. So you got a knock on your door.
I get up and answer it.
All right.
Come in.
Okay. There are two people. There is a very tall woman and a very tall man. The woman is very thin. The man is very thin. The man has very short hair. And he's very... he's even skinnier than her. He's got really standout cheekbones. Really fancy haircut. Kind of looks like it's trimmed every week.
Does the audience at home recognize this guy?
Yes.
Previous scenes?
You,
okay.
You don't.
Yeah.
These are vocales.
Yeah. The woman, she is just, you know, she's very thin, very tall, but she doesn't look as eerie as the other guy. She's just, you know, professional looking, and they are, you know, immediately that they're not just coppers. They are locales because they are wearing suit jackets and white turtlenecks. And the only people who think that suit jackets compared with skin tight white turtlenecks together are fashionable are locales. They all dress like that. Can we come in?
Well, certainly. I don't believe I've had the pleasure of your acquaintance.
I'm Inspector J. Tavi. Pleased to meet you.
It's good to meet you, too.
And this is my colleague, Francis Francis. May we come in? Neither of them sit down.
And I pour them some alcoholic beverage in my square glasses.
Thank you. We were interested in... we have some questions to ask you. We're looking for a gentleman who we believe was in your employ.
In my employ?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know his name?
You would know him by the name of Pierre.
Pierre.
See, we've been waiting to hear back from him for a good while now, and we haven't, and that has us concerned.
Do you know what he did for me? I have many employees. I can't keep the name straight.
Our records indicate that he was one of your... He was employed in your combat arena, among other jobs.
Ah, yes. I remember Pierre. Yes, it was... It was not so many nights ago... when he was a bit too violent in the ring. He bit a man's ear off. He bit some facial appendage off. There was blood everywhere. It was a huge mess. Anyways, for that incident, he was thrown out of this establishment and told not to come back.
He was thrown out. Have you heard any word from him?
I haven't heard from him since.
The tall, thin one, Francis. He is drumming on the table like this, and you notice that his hand is going under your desk, and he's starting to root through things, hoping you're not paying attention to him while she's talking to you.
I'd like to read a sitch. Actually, or should I read a person? I'll read a sitch. A 5.
Okay. We'll get back to that.
Excuse me, could you not do that? The files, they're, you know, they're all in order, and I have to keep these things tidy. For the business. I'm sorry to offend, but this is my office. If you'd like to meet out on the floor, perhaps. Less fidgeting, I suppose.
He just stares at you. She continues to talk. See, we have this problem in that it's really important that Pierre gets back to us. And see, he was doing a good deal of work for us, and we're kind of relying on him to get some important pieces of information. And if we can't get in touch with him and say we find out that something happened to him, that could be really big trouble for your establishment.
I don't see what it would have to do with my establishment. Like I said, he hasn't been back here. So, you know, actually, very shortly after we sent him out, I actually had a run-in with some thugs who came in. They work for Bean. Yes, but they have it in for the silver gold mine. And they might actually be the people you want to talk to.
I think you're the people that we want to talk to.
Yes, this is seducing me. Yes. That I am decent at. With an 11.
Beautiful. Now,
I promise you, if I hear anything, if anyone tells me the whereabouts of Pierre, I will let you know. If you want to leave me your card somewhere, I can contact you.
Do you have any idea why we're here?
I guess because you haven't gotten in contact with Pierre.
Yeah, but do you have any idea why we would give a shit about Pierre?
No. He was kind of a, I don't know, I wouldn't expect that you would be dealing with his type, frankly.
Well, Pierre was doing some, you know, sometimes when we suspect that there's some shady dealings going on in a place, like, you know, say, unlicensed human husbandry, or unlicensed violence, unlicensed smuggling of animals, sometimes we'll send a person in to do some work under a name. And usually those people are very valuable to us. And if something happens to them, you know, it's very easy to suspect that maybe the people that we sent them to deal with figured them out and got sick of their shit and, you know, murdered them in some incredibly gruesome way and then thinks that we're stupid and haven't figured it out.
Well, I can assure you that I do not think that you are stupid. I find the service that you provide to this community to be very useful. And I wish that it would keep the hooligans of this city at bay. better than it does.
Better now, than it does. The last people who tried to give us trouble were the tigers, and... Well, I hear that they don't wear such conspicuous colors anymore. We'll be in touch. If you hear anything, I trust that you'll contact us.
Card?
It's here. Already on your desk.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. All right. Reese.
Yes.
You wake up. Wifely is gone.
I'm not displeased.
I bet you're not.
No.
Now, you are going to be picked up soon today. Today's the day you get picked up by Wampriesman. They're going to bring you over.
Oh, I'm so glad. I was actually kind of wondering how I was going to get over there. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly a safe walk for a small woman.
No. Is there anything you want to bring with you?
Well, I mean, of course I'm bringing my things, but I don't have... I have my guitar, my amplifier, the various, you know, cords and attachments that go with that. I've got my posters. I've got my wardrobe. Actually, there's quite a large trunk full of stuff there. Perhaps it'll be good to have a few strong hands to help me move. I should really talk to Hugo and Plenty to Eat and to Mice as well before I go. They'll wonder where I'm going if I leave without talking to them.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes we have lunch together.
All right.
So that's the thing.
Well, then I think you are going to go meet them for lunch.
I think so, too.
Okay. Are you going out, or are you in the gold mine?
No, I think what we normally do is go over to the eating area that we spoke, the picnic area, and before anyone goes on shift, so we'll eat an early lunch. Okay. Before the patrons start showing up, wouldn't want to, you know, have the staff mingling with the patrons during work hours.
Absolutely.
Especially when Mice is often serving, so...
Okay, we get down there. Hugo's already sitting down waiting for you.
I've thrown on my one casual outfit. It's like a pair of cut-off jeans and a sort of a loose-fitting t-shirt. Hugo!
Hey! How you doing?
Oh, today is going to be a good day, Hugo. A good day.
Good. Good. What's going on?
I have some wonderful news. It turns out that, Omi Wise wants to be my patron for 3 months.
Wow. The 3 months. That's Omi Wise. She's made of money.
She is made of money. Think about it. I'm going to have such luxe quarters and you can come over and visit anytime you want, and it'll be so much fun. Her tower is super, super awesome.
I've never even seen it. I've heard stories.
Oh, it's even cooler on the inside than you've probably heard. It's, oh my god, it's so exciting.
Wait, it's not here though. She's not going to be your patron here. You're going.
No, she wants me to. She wants me. So you know Lamprey?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a little skeezy, but he's also loaded.
A little skeezy.
He's a lot skeezy, but he's also loaded. And I'm going to be doing personal entertainment for her and for Lamprey. It's not like I haven't before. Here, right?
Right.
It's all in the up and up. We've got a deal.
Okay, Wait, are you gonna... So you're staying with her, or are you staying with him? What?
To be honest with you, I'm going to try to get my own room. Because, I mean, I want to be able to have guests over, right? But some nights I'll probably be staying with him, I mean, like I said, it's no different than what I do here. Except there'll only be one guy.
That's different. That's really different.
I'd like to read him.
Go ahead.
7. How can I get him to just chill out a little bit about this?
You can... The best way to get him to chill out about it would be to find a way... come up with something that assures him that Lamprey is safe, because you get the sense that it's less about jealousy and more about Lamprey skeezing him out.
He's concerned about my safety?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think Lamprey's safe, do you?
He's weird.
I know.
I know he doesn't seem that weird, but...
We established that Lamprey was Omi Wise's...
Nephew.
Okay.
I don't know, so he just gives me the fucking heebie-jeebies.
Look. I promise you I'll make arrangements with Omi to have a personal guard at all times, responsible and reporting to me. I'll give up some of my pay for it. I promise you.
Okay.
Do you want me to?
No.
Okay.
That's because you...
Look, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think it was the best thing for both of us.
If there's any trouble, I want you to contact me right away.
I promise you I will.
Promise?
Promise. Hugo, I love you. I want you to know everything that's going on. That's why I'm talking to you about this now. I want you to be happy for me. Think of all the money we'll have.
When do you go?
Today.
Today?
You can come with, if you like. Check it out.
Okay. If there's anything skeezy about this... Well, I mean, anything skeezier than the obvious.
Oh, Hugo. That's what I like about you. You care. I know I'm safe when I'm with you.
You guys are so fucking weird.
Well, look, I already talked to Silver. I can... If this thing doesn't work out, if it's real weird, and I don't feel safe, I can bail and come back here and work. I've got a new arrangement with Silver. It's actually better than what I had before. Less work and more pay.
Ooh. How did you work that out?
I told him I'd leave if he didn't give it to me.
I wish I could get more money that way.
Maybe you could.
I'm gonna risk that.
Look, well, if this works out, I'll be making enough for both of us, right?
Right. Well, I mean, it's your prerogative. Whatever.
Well, if you want to come with when I go over there today, do it. Come along.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Good.
Mice and Plenty to Eat join you for lunch.
And I get up and I give them each a hug, and I'm like, have you heard the news? It's so exciting.
Yeah, exciting.
Oh, come on. Be happy for me. Look, think about it. More business for you guys?
Technically, it's more business, but that's... I don't know about Lamprey. Yeah, Lamprey is a creep. Huge creep.
That's what Hugo was saying. Look.
Hugo's right.
It's not like Lamprey and I haven't. And the security here is...
3 months is different.
3 months is different, yes. Oh, now you're making me feel bad about this whole thing.
It's your choice.
Well, look. Omi is loaded. Lamprey is loaded. If things are cool, maybe I can see if I can get you guys jobs over there. Be a better deal than what you're getting here.
As long as it's not with a Lamprey.
I don't know what to say. Look, I'm sure everything will be fine. Now let's just be happy for me for a few minutes and enjoy lunch before we all have to get to work, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think that's seen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sense of foreboding.
Yeah. Let's skip ahead an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I think your ride is here.
Awesome. So I've got a big trunk and then like a heavy like duffel bag and like I've got luggage. I think is what that's going to be like. And I haven't dressed up at all, but I think I've put on some less comfortable shoes and a little bit of makeup because I want to make a decent impression with whoever's taking me over.
Okay. So you are standing in the area in, like in front where cars and stuff can pull up.
Yeah, when there's cars.
Yeah, and usually it's going to be more likely to be motorcycles and stuff.
Yeah.
This is actually a car that pulls up.
Swanky.
A man comes out of it. He's wearing a long leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
He is beautiful. Just like the prettiest fucking thing you've ever seen.
Do I know this man?
No. You have never been up before in your life. You have all of... How much luggage do you have?
Like I said, I have, I think I have a
guitar,
trunk.
You have your trunk.
I think I have the guitar packed in the trunk, along with the amp. It's a big trunk. Along with some of my other stuff that, like, clothing kind of packed in around it. And then the duffel has, rolled up posters, maybe in cardboard, and then, some other clothing stuff packed around that. Like,
right.
These are... In fact, I want to say that the duffel is probably what I had when I first showed up here as a refugee.
Okay.
But the trunk is something I acquired at some point because, you know, I need a place to put my guitar.
Excellent. Okay.
Maybe it's even got a padlock on it.
That would be wise, I think.
Yeah.
In this world. So, he walks up to you and he's grinning like a motherfucker.
Hugo is there as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
I don't believe I have the pleasure of your name.
I'm Dawson. Hello.
Dawson.
Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. Are you my escort?
I am. And hello, sir. Pleased to meet you. I'm Dawson.
This is Hugo.
Hello, Hugo.
He is with me. If that will be okay.
Well, you can be with whoever you please.
Excellent.
Oh, you mean for... no, I'm sorry, but yeah, you're going to have to come alone. I apologize.
He would really feel... We would both really feel much more comfortable if he got a chance to come over and see the accommodations that I'll be provided at Omi's. I mean, I'm leaving behind all of my friends here, and it's
important
for me to have a
little...
Well,
it's only for 3 months.
It's true, but 3 months is a long time.
Aw, 3 months isn't really all that long a time.
I promise you there'll be no trouble, and we'll just take stock of the place, and then it'll just be me and Omi and Lamprey and whoever else is part of this little shindig that we're throwing.
As lovely as he is, I'm sorry he can't come with. Lamprey was very specific about what we're allowed to do. It's not in the agreement. I'm sorry.
And I sort of lean in, and I'm like, Really? You couldn't do this just for me? Just this one time?
That is a city center.
I think it is. I'm not sure which.
It's a... You know what? It's whatever you want it to be.
I think it might be a seduce. 10.
You must promise something first.
I think it's implied. What that is. I leaned in pretty close.
Perhaps whispering in his... Or perhaps speaking very low in his ear.
Well, if he is willing. He's talking about Hugo.
Oh. Okay.
He just misinterpreted what you were saying.
Oh.
Well. That's the promise you just made him.
I see. Well, I suspect he is. But the only way to find out... Shall we?
Okay. He winks at your boyfriend.
I promised...
You don't have to hold your end of the bargain.
I don't.
You rolled a 10.
I did. I think that's up to Hugo.
He does not have to hold anyone's end. You got a 10.
That is true.
Ice freezing. we'll come back to that.
Yes. Yes, we will.
How is Austin dressed again?
Dawson is in a, a weather jacket and, you know what? Think,
like tight jeans and a tight fitting shirt, maybe some nice boots, something like that. Is that what we're thinking here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm picturing early David Bowie.
Kind of David Bowie-ish, but like if his hair was like less crazy.
Yes, Grace is definitely going to make attempts.
As I said earlier...
Who says you have to turn him?
Oh, I see.
You don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about that.
You have to agree to one or more persons interacting with him.
Early David Bowie.
There we go.
I think that the two of you might be together right now. Doing something. What are you guys up to?
We're working out in the workout room.
Actually, I'm assuming it's been at least 3 hours since...
Yes, absolutely.
So my shoot's recharged. I kind of want to talk to you about acquiring a gun.
Okay. Well, okay. We'll see.
Oh, right.
Oh, is that... We're starting this. Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you're working out. I don't need to work out.
Why aren't you working out?
I have to get out of the suit. I mean...
But what about your... Oh, that's right! You're a robot, I forgot.
Yes, I'm a robot. I'm a robot. Look, you have watched the door and have access to lots of guns. Do you think you'd be able to acquire me one? That guy I was chasing for silver got away. If I'd had a gun, I could have just shot him. And he wouldn't have gotten away.
Oh, yeah, I love guns. I've got tons of them. They're at my house.
Oh.
I keep them under my bed.
Do you have any spare guns, or do you think Silver might have a spare gun that I could use?
Not like right now, like on me. I mean, I'm using all my guns. I say as I have, like, at least 3 guns on me. But, you want to come over to my house, like, later tonight for dinner? My mom would love to have you. And I could show you some of the guns, and you could pick out your favorite one.
I don't want to be dinner.
No, we're all gonna eat food together at my house with my mom, maybe?
I see. I would be happy to attend, but I'm afraid I can't eat your food.
Oh, that's right, robots don't eat. I'm so sorry.
Right, because I'm a robot.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. My mom would love to meet you. She's heard all about you.
All about me?
Yeah, I've been talking to her, like, a lot. You're so cool.
I see.
Would you like to read someone?
Yeah, I think
to
I
see
might.
See if he's too stupid to know all about you.
I'm now semi-worried that I might have to off this mom person for knowing too much. No, I think I've got a handle on the situation. That's, like a 13.
I'm read a person?
Yeah.
Am I telling the truth? Yes, I've told my mom everything I know.
How can I get you to get me a gun soon?
I think if I gave you a gun soon, you'd have to promise to go over to my house anyway.
Okay.
Afterwards.
I think that's, like, look, the dinner and meeting your parental unit seems like a entertaining thing to do, but I'm would like to prioritize acquisition of firearms.
Oh, yeah, because if someone, like, shoots you before then, I'd feel like a real ass. I am so sorry.
Oh, I'm not really worried about someone shooting me, but maybe Silver's other patrons or something like that. We don't want a repeat of miscreants getting away.
So. Yeah, that's right. Okay, sure. I don't have any guns on me, but I think Mr. Silver's got one in his desk somewhere. I don't think I'm supposed to do it, but he hasn't told me specifically not to take that. He's got some really weirdly specific rules, so yeah. I think I can have it.
Okay, well, if it's not in one of the rules, then surely it's permitted.
Sure. I mean, he's got so many, why not? He would have thought of that.
Well, can you take a break from your physical regime, or do you
have
to finish?
Yeah, let's do that right now!
Okay.
That sounds awesome!
Awesome. And cut to Silver's office.
Yeah! Man, I swear to God, never take a gun from my fucking desk. What's wrong with you?
Well.
Alright. We're outside the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of people in there because it's like midday.
Alright. I'm gonna turn out the lights so we can sneak in.
Wait. I thought you said it was okay because there's no rules.
Yeah.
Against it.
But wouldn't it be more fun if we were sneaking in?
Wouldn't the people in there think it's a little weird if the lights just went out?
Oh.
What? You can be invisible. You can at least pretend to be sneaking then.
Just like I am a robot, I also am not actually a robot, and I can't just turn invisible.
But I thought I saw you invisibly the other day, and you turned visible.
If I was invisible, you didn't see me. That's what invisible means.
But you weren't. You were invisible, and then you were visible. Are you lying to me?
No, it was dark, and you just didn't see me.
I narrow my eyes as I begin to try to figure him out. Is that a read a person?
Yes, it is.
That is a 6.
Good luck.
Well, that does make sense.
So does that mean you're still convinced that I'm a robot and I can turn invisible?
No, that means you are clearly not a robot. You must be some other kind of thing, despite being made of metal. And despite me not seeing you and then immediately seeing you, there is some kind of not-invisibility going on there.
Hmm.
You seem... checks out. Seems legit.
Look, if I'm helping him out, why don't we... Do you think Mr. Silver's in there?
I don't know. Let's just go find out then, I guess. I mean, if we're not gonna be pretending to be sneaking in, we might as well just go in.
He might just give me a gun.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Especially if you asked him.
He's super loaded.
Well, and if I'm gonna be helping around the plate. Oh, I...
Yeah.
That was one of those wordplay things.
Yeah. You like that one? Came up with
yes.
Right now.
Yes, actually. I like that one. That was great.
Awesome. Let's
ha,
go
ha,
do that.
Ha, ha.
You laugh funny. Let's go.
Our vocal cords aren't the same. The translator doesn't really work very well.
We walk through the locker room after everyone hearing our conversation shout at the top of our lungs.
I wasn't shouting.
I was.
Okay.
Knock, knock, knock.
Are you in there?
I was hoping you would tell me.
You're in there!
Coming in.
Hey, Mr. Silver.
Hi, man.
Hey, so I'm looking for a gun.
Okay. You've got several.
Yeah, no. It's not for me, though. It is for my friend. My friend wants a gun. And I'm using all my guns, and we were wondering if we could have your gun, because I know you don't shoot people anymore, because you say you've got me for that.
That's true. I do have you for that. Who's your friend?
Susan. Susan wants a gun. She says she doesn't have a gun, so she can't shoot people like Toyota, who ran the other day.
I should have just said it was Susan.
I'm actually standing right next to him.
I couldn't see you. You're in stealth mode.
No, I wasn't.
I open up the bottom drawer of my desk. And, safe to say I pull out a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. How does this look?
That looks like a gun.
Look.
May I?
Sure.
I think the appendages can handle this. Tell me...
Are you kidding me? What a dinky little donk! You don't want this! Sorry, Mr. Silver, no offense, but this is a shit pistol. You can't kill anyone with this thing.
Okay. Alright. How about this? I pull out a larger, kind of a machine gun sort of thing.
You mean assault rifle or a machine gun?
Like a little one, like a Beretta or an Uzi, like a little, like,
yeah,
sort of...
like the type of thing, you know, a mobster might have.
Really? You want this thing? I mean, it's got a lot of fire, but I mean, you're just going to run out of bullets, like, in a second.
I don't have huge guns in my desk.
Are you kidding me? I got way better guns back in my house. This is garbage.
This will do until you can get me something better, then. How about that?
Well, I just hope you don't get shot in the meantime. Watch out. Sorry. No offense about your crappy pistols, Mr. Silver.
None taken. I understand, man.
Thank you,
anyway,
Mr. Silver.
Anyway, Susan, I actually wanted to talk to you.
Well, conveniently, I'm here.
Exactly. Now, I see that you're suiting up to, kill some folk, but... as it were, I just lost my lead act, and I was wondering if you might be interested in some of that musical performance you were talking about.
I'm willing to give it a shot.
All right. I would much appreciate it if you would.
Sure.
Grace has left, so,
Oh. That was the keytar person, right?
Yes. Yes, she was.
Hmm.
Yes, I know it breaks your heart, man.
No, it's cool. Chick's a chick, you know. Yeah, I'm swimming him. I don't even care.
I can see that. What with Susan here and all.
Well, she's not a robot, but, I mean, I don't even know.
Anyways... If you'd be willing to perform some of your cultural music or what have you, perhaps, would you be able to tomorrow night, perhaps?
Sure. I do not see why not. I assume in return you can compensate a man here for giving me a more appropriate weapon at a later point.
Oh, no, that's Susan is fine. I've got tons of guns. I got guns coming out of my ears. But not literally, because that'd be silly.
I
wouldn't be able to shoot those very well.
That would probably hurt, too.
Yeah, because they say you're not supposed to shoot a gun near your ears, and if it was in my ears, that'd be even worse.
Speaking of which, get out of my office.
Wait, I wanted to say one last thing. So, you know how you said I could be a wrestler? Well, I was wondering if I could go on tonight. I want to be the masked, mysterious wrestler man.
I don't think anyone will be confused as to your identity.
Well, but the mask is important. It's about the mysteriosity of it.
Yes. Well, sure, just go find someone to fight you.
Word.
And tell them you get to win.
Oh my god, thank you so much!
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I nearly skip out.
Thank you. Close the door behind you.
As the scene fades, you hear Susan, assuming this is the end of the scene, Susan grumbling that you get to win your first fight, and he didn't.
Okay, so you are in the front seat with Damson. Hugo is in the back. It is a nice car. It's very rare for you to be able to drive in a car. People obviously still have them drive them, but it's really an upper class thing. Very upper class thing.
But not a flying car?
Yeah.
That's like super rich.
Only
like
Wise would
stuff.
Ride a flying car.
Only Wise would be able to maybe rent a flying car.
Because she's still, like, upper crust of the plebes. She's upper crust of the people that live in the...
She's old money.
Oh, she's actual legit money.
It's just... You know, it's so hard to get parts and sustain a hover car.
So the owners of flying cars are hard holders and people who own them to rent them.
Yes.
Ah, fair enough.
Okay.
Which are probably the same hard holders.
So... Dawson is... Damson.
Dawson or Damson. Okay.
Damson is... realize you're not driving towards Omi Wise's place. You're actually driving towards a even nicer part of town, where... really, it's where people actually give a shit about how things look. And...
It's beautiful.
It's actually getting to be evening around now, and
Damson, where are we going? This is so luxe. What part of I've never even been here. Where are we going?
We're going to Lamprey's estate.
Lamprey's estate. I thought we were going to Omi's tower. Doesn't Lamprey live with his aunt?
No.
Oh, this is exciting.
It's very, you know, the city is, the buildings are getting taller. And it's kind of, it's getting towards evening, and it's wet, and the darker it gets, kind of, somehow the brighter it seems to be, because there's all these this pink and orange neon signs, and there are these massive screens everywhere. And there are these giant shop windows where Skinners are kind of strutting back and forth in their luxe wear. And you're stopping at lights, and there are floating drones watching over the intersections.
I'm plastered to the window, like my hands on it, just looking out, like just like this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
You know, there are the traffic intersections. There are drones kind of watching over, ready to call on the turtlenecks if they see anything. Suspicious.
That's what the upscale people call them, the turtlenecks.
Yeah. At the first sign of trouble, they'll call, and you can smell through the car, you can smell really thick smell of diesel. And kind of there's an electric feeling in the air.
And I sort of reach back with one hand back behind the seat, and I sort of try to grasp Hugo's hand. I'm like, this is so exciting, isn't it? Have you ever been here?
No, never. Never. Is everything's so big. Damson, he turns into a side street, and there's a massive, massive building, and the bottomless floor has a pair of doors that kind of gape open into a tunnel, and the topmost floor is just hidden by the smog line. You drive into the building. and it's just like a huge skyscraper, and the moment you go in, there's a lift, and it brings the car up. When the lift stops, there is actually road inside the building for to pull out of. It's huge. And so, Damson...
Damson, what does Lamprey do to make all of this money? To be able to live in a place like this?
Damson does lots of things. He does lots of things, lots of things. He loves it. He does lots of things.
I'm sure, but, I mean...
Oh, just... You know, man of the world.
Going to read...
Okay.
Damson. That is an 8. What does he intend to do?
He intends to use this situation.
You know what? It's not a big deal. I mean, obviously he's a very important person, and you know, I wouldn't want to pry too deeply into his business. That's not what I'm being paid for.
Right.
So let's
absolutely.
Go. Let's.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Absolutely. You guys park and get out. And there's another elevator. There's another lift. You guys go up. And you guys go all the way up. And it seems to take like 10 minutes for you guys to get up to the floor you're going to. And when the elevator doors open, you are in like this big master penthouse suite kind of thing. And it is just absolutely gorgeous. It is Damson gorgeous. You may have been purchased as a piece of furniture for all you know.
Even better if he's just, you know, around.
He guides you inside, and
I let him take me by the hand.
He is very happy about this.
Come on, Hugo.
Hugo is not happy about that. You see at the front of you see when the moment you get in there, there's like a big bar, and stools, and a Lamprey is sitting on one of them facing the door waiting.
I'm going to walk up to the bar as sort of gracefully as I can and sit down next to him and say, Lamprey, if you had something like this here, why do you go to Silver's Gold Mine?
I have business that I need to get done. And if I didn't go to Silver's Gold Mine, I never could get to meet a lovely lady such as yourself.
You're too kind, and I sort of put my hand on his shoulder. So, speaking of business, Omi told me I've got a 3-month engagement.
Yes, you do. Did she tell you the specifications of that?
She did not, but I'm sure that's something we can discuss now.
Excellent. Why is he here?
Hugo and I have an understanding. He was concerned for me, as anyone would be in this situation. I mean, I'm going to a strange place with a person he does not know well. And to be honest with you, I don't know well, although I'd like to know you better. So I told him he could come along just to see the place, and then he'll be on his way.
That's interesting. I don't remember that being part of our contract.
Well, we didn't have a contract yet. Look, there's no reason to be upset. There's no harm done.
I was under the impression that my aunt had made an arrangement with you.
She had.
Did Damson not tell you that you were to come alone?
He mentioned that he thought that was part of the deal, but Omi specifically said that when I was not doing business, that I could see Hugo.
She did?
She did.
That's interesting, because I never told her that.
Then you'll have to take that up with her, I'm afraid. Those were really? The terms. I wouldn't lie to you.
I'm going to read them. Eight.
What does he intend to do?
He intends to make Hugo leave, and he intends to keep you to himself for the entirety of the time.
Lamprey. We hardly know each other. And while I'm flattered that you would choose me to be your companion for 3 months, I can't very well go back on the agreement that I have with Omi.
The agreement you have with Omi is actually just an agreement with me. She just happens to be a liaison.
But think of how much happier I'll be. And how much more fun I'll be to be around if I'm happy. I can give you everything you want.
Would you like something to drink?
I'd love something to drink.
He walks over behind the bar and he prepares something for you. Meanwhile, Damson is filling up your boyfriend across the room. He brings over, it's an old fashioned, he sets it on.
I'm going to read a sitch.
Okay.
That is a 10.
Okay.
What should I be on the lookout for?
You should be on the lookout for overly kind behavior.
Okay. What is my enemy's true position?
In front of you.
And who is most vulnerable to me in this situation?
Who is most vulnerable to you?
Mm-hmm.
Which enemy is most vulnerable?
There's only one enemy.
Which is information by itself.
Yeah. Good.
But I'm going to answer your second one, the alcohol.
He poured two drinks?
One.
Only one. You're not drinking.
No.
Well, I have a strict policy of never drinking alone. Have a drink with me.
Okay. He grabs you by the hair and he smashes your face against the counter and you fall unconscious.
Okay. Should I take harm?
Yes.
Interesting.
But you only... Yeah. You can take one, yeah.
Sure.
Well, this is going to be a fun 3 months.
Yep.
So, the Silver's Gold Mine is in the abandoned warehouse district.
Yeah, it's nearby,
right?
Yeah.
Close to it. I'm thinking that might actually be... because most warehouses aren't too terribly tall. That might be an area that would possibly be suitable for reoceanification. But not, if nothing else, I could check and find out what sort of, if any, defensive population there is and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so. let's. I think that's a good plan. I do want to get started on your mission, yeah.
We should do something soon. I'm halfway to starving.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm sure Silver can hook me up. No.
It's fine.
So, yeah, I guess I probably can't conceal the submachine gun too terribly well, but, you know.
You have no pockets.
Maybe? It's probably like... probably got like a utility pouch or something. I mean, it's an exosuit. I might need to take...
food and ammo somewhere.
Yeah, I might need to take samples of stuff. So, yeah, I think I'm going to head to the warehouse district and try and avoid being spotted too terribly much.
All right.
Not going to tell anybody I'm leaving or anything, because they don't need to know.
Okay, excellent. All right, so you head on down there, and now when you're looking for, flat areas and just in general places that it doesn't have to be like that. But
it doesn't need to be flat. It's just if there's 30 and 40 story buildings, there's going to be so much rubble that even after bombardment, there wouldn't be there'd be too much stuff in the ocean.
Right.
Something a little like all 3 and 4 stories, you know, they could probably level that and then fill it in with water and it'd be okay.
Okay. So you are in the abandoned warehouse district. I think is anyone with you, or are you by yourself?
No, by myself.
Okay. Have you had any luck so far today?
No, I mean it seems kind of promising because the buildings are mostly low, and there's not, you know, a lot of the buildings are, at least that I've looked at so far, are empty. So I think this might be a suitable candidate. You know, I don't really know how deep the underground infrastructure is or whatever, but assuming there wouldn't be too much of a resistance, I feel like maybe no one has spotted me yet, but you know, I could be wrong.
Okay. You are actually, you're pretty near where Lively lives right now. You don't know that, but it's near his house, building thing. I think you find an entrance to the underground.
Okay.
Would you like to go down?
Sure. That seems,
what's it look like? Is it like an old cellar or something like that?
Like a,
on the side of
like
a warehouse?
Subway entrance almost.
Maybe literally?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll check out the subways. That might be, you know, we don't want underwater subsidence to, like, suck poor dolphins into the wreckage on the ocean floor once this becomes the ocean.
So
yeah, I'll investigate that.
The metro lines, everything, they've been dead for, you know, years and years and years. There's rails down there, but no working trains, nothing like that. But there are people down there sometimes. This is the first time you've ever been there. It's just completely foreign to you. When you first get down there, it's pitch black. There's no electricity.
Okay.
There's no lighting. Do you have any lights for your suit, or... Now, you are a dolphin, so...
Yeah, I'm not sure that sonar would work too well outside of water, though. I mean, I might... I don't actually have any, like, lights on the character sheet, but I wouldn't be...
Could I suggest something?
Yeah.
You might say that you have lights, but they drain your power if you use them continuously.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a potential drawback.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess I'll charge my suit up to get internal lights, which probably will be fine because I have it calibrated now and I don't roll on weird. Yes. I don't even use any charge to turn it on.
Woo.
So, yeah. I'm going to start mapping out the underground.
Okay, excellent. So it's really, really dark. You have your little beams of light that you're using to get around. Occasionally you see what looks like a person running around, but it's really hard to tell, you know, what's a person, what's a rat, what's a, you know, it's just a dark awful place. It's not really connected to anywhere else in the outside world. People don't really go down there much.
Is there much in the way of evidence of habitation, or...
There's evidence that, you know, occasionally there'll be, like, a homeless person
okay.
down there.
But not, like, fortified settings or anything like...
Right.
Okay.
So, you are... investigating, you're looking around and you hear a series of hear a bunch of voices coming from around, you're in a tunnel and it kind of curves around and you hear a bunch of voices
around
the curve, yeah.
I think I might kill the lighting and try and sneak closer.
Okay. Acting under fire.
Okay.
The fire is that you make noise.
Okay.
And they hear you.
Fire is...
Cool.
That is an 11.
Excellent.
Assuming that the stealth systems apply, because I'm... This is a roll to avoid notice, right?
Mm-hmm. So, you know that there are people coming around. They do not hear you. At least not yet. Would you like to sneak up and take a look?
Yeah, just get close enough that I can listen in. And if I can spot them too, great. If I can just eavesdrop and record it for posterity and or transmission, all the better.
Okay. There are a whole bunch of, you know, maybe 10, 15 people in their really hard to see. They're all dressed in black.
Mm-hmm.
Shaved heads, look a little bit like neo-Nazis. They have weapons on them. And they... are sitting around. Some of them are just standing around, but others are sitting and eating.
Mm-hmm.
There's at least two of them have big, ridiculous, unwieldy-looking swords. Like,
okay.
Things that don't look like they would be practical or useful at all.
Obviously, it's just a show of strength. I've read about this. What are they discussing? Anything important, or just...
Everyone's... It's just a loud buzz of conversation.
Okay. And... Am I close enough that I could scan them?
Yes.
And by scan them, I mean open my brain to the maelstrom and see if I can find out anything interesting about what's going on. Oh, that's a 9.
You had a lot of dice. It's pretty hot, Yanni.
That is. Alright, so I definitely take a minute to make sure I don't have everything hosed up before I turn the system's on and start scanning people. So what sort of impression do I get?
You have heard of them before. You know that these are tigers.
Mm-hmm.
They pop up on the little HUD. Highlights. There's a little green outline of the person.
Note misspelling.
And
note lack of colorization matching.
You get the impression that they're hiding.
Hiding? Ooh.
How do you actually feel about humans?
They mostly seem okay so far. I went in for stealth rather than combat because, you know, I'd seen some movies and read some books and stuff from before. And they didn't seem all terrible. and, you know, I feel like some of the stuff that Command tells us and that we're trained in is just, you know, standard military indoctrination, and I'm reveling in the chance to see humans in their native environment rather than entirely as depicted in our propaganda. Does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It kind of went around a little bit, so.
I may have to cut this. Not that. The game.
Yeah,
my migraine has gotten so bad.
Okay. We got the good, stuff today.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
Yeah, too bad.
Me too.
I understand not wanting to DM when you feel like shit, though.
Yeah, I
can just, feel it because I'm having trouble thinking when I'm doing it.
Well, we could just... Do you want to hang out for a little bit, or do you need to go home?
Yeah,
okay.
No, I just can't, MC.
Yeah.
But I'm going to remember where we took off and continue from there.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't... no one knows me better or worse, so I have no HX for this session.
Well, I think... Man may finally have realized that I am not a robot, even if he's still got my gender wrong.
It's true.
So, I think he knows me better. Assuming we are doing HX.
I think Susan knows me better. Because she knows I like sleepovers!
Well, so...
It's not a sleepover. I mean, not... Yeah, I mean, it can be, you know. Just two dudes. Or a dolphin and a dude. Just having a cool sleepover, you know. Talking about guns.
At your mom's?
Wrestling at my mom's place.
I actually think you know me better, based on what happened in this session.
Okay, well that...
I think the one scene that we had together was revealing enough that...
I think I would matters. Agree with all of those.
Look at you highlighting next turn!
Yes,
yay!
I might stop being weird.
Weird. Well, I didn't get a chance to be weird. I totally should have been weird when I came into the penthouse. I missed that opportunity. That was the right choice, and I missed it.
I don't think I'm going to entirely stop being weird. Doing Maelstrom stuff.
Yeah.
Because that is...
I like how you rolled that into, that's what... how that's how you sort of do that stuff. That's cool. We still have the team. We're going to highlight weird for you guys next time.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.